This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
It is Monday, the 22nd of April, and that means, what does it mean right now, Jvic?
Such detail.
I'm a detail, like, aficionado. That's even a word, a term for this.
We'll add it in, don't worry. 21st century dictionary. That's what it's all about.
Vic, what's going on tonight's show?
We have a lot coming up, actually. Shortly, we'll be talking with Jem DeMarco and Lisa Sinclair from Gender Queer Australia about the intersex and gender diverse open.
Actually, do you know what? We've got Jem DeMarco, unfortunately, couldn't actually be here tonight. That's just come in right now. So it's just me, Lisa, chilling out with us.
That's cool.
Gender Queen. Yeah. We get to have it all to ourselves.
Alone time.
That's what we want. We've also actually got Dean Beck sitting in here with us right now. But before we start having a chat with Dean, we've got Ms. Wood coming up later on. Isn't that right, Vic?
Pretty excited.
Oh, I'm pretty excited.
She looks pretty gangster. So yeah. I expect something pretty cool.
She's giving us a bit of the metal fingers right now.
That's cool. It goes. It all goes.
But Dean, you and I are going to be talking on Sunday,
Speaking
of wood. I love that how you said that when you're looking at me. Well, I'm feeling a little objectified.
So you shouldn't. Compliments accordingly. This coming Sunday, the 28th of April, Joy 94.9 is hitting the road. And we're going to Bendigo, where we will present a four-hour shag roadshow.
Wow. So we're going to be shagging along. Actually, Dean and I will be broadcasting this together, so it's going to be pretty fun.
Well, yes. You and me and a couple of other young Joy people will be part of this lineup, and we're going to basically talk for 4 hours about sex.
Sex, baby.
Shag is...
That sounds like a conversation I want to have.
Would you like a gig this Sunday? You free? You're on.
Sunday in Bendigo? Going to come for a road trip?
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think I should too.
Right. You've got yourself a job this Sunday. And now, it is a sexual health and gender outreach for LGBTI youth. We're aiming this at 15 to 25-year-olds. And if you're in the Bendigo area or if you know someone in the Bendigo area, please let them know that this is on Sunday from noon till 4 at the old Bendigo Fire Station. Just head to Joy's website, joy.org.au, and you'll find a big banner saying the Shag Roadshow. More information is there, of course.
I can imagine how many people would be freaking out from that sign and by.
Well, look, I really want to get bums on seats for this thing. Those that can't turn up, of course, can tune in to Joy and listen live.
You know what? I think everyone can. I'm going to be on tour this weekend with Mind Over Matter and Chance Waters. So I'm going to be out with a bunch of rappers and I am going.
What you're telling me is that you're going to turn up on Sunday in a shocking state.
Look, I might be taking a leaf out of the Courtney Love book, I will be there. I might even be there with bells on. Who knows where I'll be?
Bouncing off walls. But I'm looking forward to you being a part of this broadcast. My invitation is now extended. Yeah, look, we'll have a lot of fun. We've got some amazing guests. We'll be showcasing what is available locally, but we'll also be taking with us some extra special talent from Melbourne and telling the boys and girls and others in Bendigo that, you know, if it's not available locally, just up the road, quick train ride, you can get to it here in Melbourne.
Exactly. And I think it's really important that we do go out into the rural areas. I'm sure there are people in Bendigo that might not want to consider themselves as rural, but I think that it's important that we do get out there and we get a message across to young people and the wider LGBTI community outside of Melbourne and let them know that, hey, you don't need to actually just go to Melbourne and you don't need to just be in a city to be accepted. You can actually be celebrated and you can celebrate you know, our rainbow community out in rural environments. You just need to be one of those first people who get up there and say, hey, we are okay.
I spent the first 18 years of my life growing up in Bendigo, and it was a shit of a place to grow up back then. But that was 25 years ago, and a lot has changed since then. And, you know, I encountered bullying and physical and mental abuse every single day of my schooling life, which only stopped the minute I left to further my studies here in Melbourne. I hope things have changed, and I hope that those in Bendigo come along and support the Shag Roadshow this Sunday and celebrate what is and what's available.
Awesome. Mm. Sounds like a fun time.
I most certainly will be there. Vic, I really hope that you come with us. We can twerk
together.
Who wouldn't
want to see this in Bendigo?
Oh, yeah,
I will see you straight after this show.
You will indeed, Dean.
Hey, it's 10 minutes past 7. We've got More Generation Next coming up right after this.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
It's 14 minutes past 7. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight we've got Dil and Vic here in studio, live in studio. And right now we've joined by Lisa Sinclair from Genderqueer.
Greetings.
Lisa, thanks heaps for coming in tonight. Last Saturday that's just passed, there was an open forum held for intersex, gender diverse and sex in St Kilda. The forum built upon the historic meeting of Australia's first national diverse sex and gender health roundtable. Mm. Groups from all around Australia were invited to come together by the LGBTI Health Alliance and talked about a number of initiatives, including greater community involvement and cooperation in health matters. There were heaps of topics raised and people sharing the desired outcomes for the day's discussion. Generation Next is proud to be talking to you tonight. Oh, that's a key word in our community, pride. Proud.
Got to use it.
Absolutely. Checks in the mail, guys.
Oh, we can't talk about that one on air. Look, Lisa, just for anyone who wasn't able to attend the forum, what items were raised and discussed at the forum on Saturday?
Well, basically, the forum was the brainchild of Jem DeMarco of Genderqueer Australia and Zoe Bell Gender Centre, who came up with the idea of having a forum to extend one of the outcomes from the original roundtable. And the things we discussed were around the three main things that came out of it were discussing how the different trans, intersex and gender diverse groups, including Genderqueer Australia, OIR Australia, Zoe Bell Gender Centre, Transgender Victoria, how all of these groups can actually work together on a local level and an interstate level.
Yeah,
which actually hasn't actually happened. What we have on the whole is a bunch of different little islands of services being offered by the different groups.
And so this is just trying to get like more of a unity.
Yeah, kind of. It's sort of so as I think Sally Goldner may have mentioned, and I hope she won't slap me if I get this wrong, but of an idea to sort of, so we all get an idea of what we do and what we're offering, and so that we don't double up on services that we're doing.
Yeah.
So it makes it sort of a bit sort of, oh, you're doing that one, let's just join you and let's not sort of double up resources, those sorts of ideas.
Hey, just for anyone who's listening to Generation Next tonight, if you have a question or you want to join in the conversation at any point, send us a message on 0427 Joy 949, especially if you are in the trans or in the trans or intersex community and you have a question, you missed out on the forum, you want to know more details, text in now.
There was a fair bit of talk on the day about Victoria's LGBTI Health Ministerial Advisory Council. So for anyone who might not know, what is the importance of the Health Ministerial Advisory Council? What are their primary functions?
So basically the Ministerial Health MAC, and it's a Ministerial Advisory Council, it's a group of groups, if I can say that.
Yeah.
It's a number of different groups getting together, groups and probably individuals getting together to act as an advisory body on LGBTI issues for Victorian government. And it's sort of just a local government, local state government issue. So sort of it's a group of people who get together to advise the Minister of Health. And I can't actually remember who that is now. Mary Waldridge? Yeah, anyway.
If any of our listeners know, feel free to text in and impart in some information.
Don't really do politics.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You should be listening to Generation Next over the next coming, over the past coming weeks. We've had a fair few pollies drop by.
Very good.
Vic was sick on all those days. Nice. Except for Kath. Yeah, you were there for Kath. There was an item raised on Saturday to have a non-specified gender on birth certificates and also to have non-specified gender on documents, as sex and gender data isn't really vital.
No, it's not vital for 99% of things. Sort of, why do you need a sex marker on a driver's license?
Absolutely.
Why does it matter?
And could you explain how this would assist those who are born intersex or even people who are in the gender queer or gender diverse community?
Well, it might be worthwhile clarifying points. Intersex is fundamentally about physical testable differences in sex.
Yes.
So it's the people who are deemed intersex, for want of a better expression, they have gender identities and sexual identities as diverse as the rest of the population.
Absolutely.
But it is a separate physical testable difference in their body makeup.
Yeah.
So the question being sort of how would an X on identity documents or just no gender at all? Well, it would help because intersex people are basically operated upon to normalize their sexual characteristics.
And on the day, there was someone said that 1 in 10 intersex people who have grown up who've had the surgery, they actually reject the gender assimilation.
Yeah. It basically is. I mean, sort of, how can you tell by looking at a newborn child what gender they're actually going to be based on the size of a penis or a vulva or whatever? It's just not physically possible. And it's one of these things, I think we tweeted about it, which was sort of not trying to be nasty, but it's one of these things where the best of intentions from the surgical people is leading to abysmal outcomes for intersex people. And it's sort of the same sort of logic as the stolen generation, if you really think
absolutely.
About it. So the sort of these people went out and for the best of intentions and as incredibly abusive, let's be honest, they took children away from their parents in order to raise them in polite society. The same is effectively being done to intersex people, whereby their bodies are being altered against their will without even asking them, not that you can ask a newborn child, of course, but we'll just step past that at the moment. They're being operated on to normalize their genitalia to conform to some imagined stereotype that is just society saying, if you're a boy, you must have a penis of this length or greater, and if you're a girl, you've got to have a clitoris of this length or smaller. It's verging towards insanity.
And I think what I like about some of the genderqueer posters that I've seen, like on Facebook, you know, gender is in your mind. It was just like,
gender is an internal thing. There's the debate around gender being a social construct. But my point of view, my personal point of view, and sort of really that of genderqueer, is that you do have an internalized gender, but the behaviors you are forced to perform are the stereotype of society. So society's gender stereotypes, definitely socially constructed. Internal gender identity, that's your own lookout. That's up to the individual.
Well said. I didn't even think of it like that. Will there be another forum for trans and intersex communities, and will there be one that is tailored or specific for the youth demographic?
There were three things we were talking about. There was intersex, there was the getting the groups together, and there was youth. As far as getting the groups together again and having another forum, it's pretty much going to happen. We're going to make it happen. We're going to basically set dates. We're going to communicate with the groups and just basically say, come along. It could be every 3 months. It may be more frequently than that if it takes off. And this will be done interstate as well, either if people go interstate and they happen to be in the right place at the right time. But the bottom line is it's going to happen again on a group basis, and we'll probably have other open forums like this. And in fairness to the organisers of Health Indifference, which was the overall event, Health Indifference organisers LGBTI Health Alliance actually paid for this to occur. They gave it to us for nothing, and they allowed people to go in for free. whereas yes, sort of a day pass was event pass was something like $60 or $70. Day pass was $100, blah blah blah. So people were actually able to get in, and that's thanks to the LGBTI Health Alliance,
which I think is fantastic. Because there was so much promo done on social media as well, announcing this and getting people involved.
Yeah,
which I thought was fantastic, and just to hear that the LGBTI Health Alliance, they made it possible for people to attend free of charge is fantastic. Lisa, we are so close to being out of time. But look, you're a part of Genderqueer Australia.
Yeah.
Can you tell us in a nutshell what about the organisation and what you do there?
Okay, so very quickly, organisation started in 2010, December of 2010, and basically to plug a gap in the gender community here in Melbourne. So there were groups that catered more for transgendered men. There were groups that catered more for transgendered women. And there wasn't anyone who was in between, because people's gender identities sometimes flow, they sometimes don't, they sometimes go to male or female, and often in between, but there was nothing in between. So that's how our demographic is, for want of a better expression. At the moment, we run regular monthly coffee catch-ups in Melbourne. Just go to the website, genderqueer.org.au. And we just get people together in a nice, safe environment so they can talk, they can get to know one another and know that they're not alone. And occasionally we do run events such as the Open Forum. We do cloth swaps periodically, rah, rah, rah.
That's awesome. That is really, really good. Hey, Lisa, thank you so much for coming by and giving us an update on that information.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, our absolute pleasure. We've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the twinkiest show on Joy, Generation Next.
That's right, it is Generation Next. It's 29 minutes past 7. You're joined tonight by Dill and Vic. And we have our next guest here with us all the way from Ballarat area, well, the Warrnambool area, actually.
I'm loving the country tour lately. Oh, I really am.
Rural. So tonight we're joined by Shane from Yumcha, which is the youth support group for the LGBTI people in the southwestern Victoria area. Yumcha is for anyone under 25 years old, whether they're gay, lesbian, straight, bi, transgender, or anything in between. They aim to improve the lives of gay, lesbian, bi, and transgender youths in the Southwest Victoria community. And this also includes changing the community's perception of the LGBTI young people. Shane is also a part of the Out There Rural Youth Council, which he co-chairs. And tonight he is a guest here on Generation Next. How are we, Shane?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Ah, marvellous. I hope you're warm. It's freezing here in Melbourne tonight.
Oh, it's not too bad. It's a bit rainy, though, but oh well, get that from the coast, I guess.
It's repugnant. I hate how cold it is.
I love it.
You love it. Vic's like in her element. I am freezing. I am freezing. I hate it.
I only take the clothes off for very special people.
Oh, baby. Shane, how long have you been working with Yumcha and the Out There Rural Youth Council?
I've been a part of Yumcha for coming up into my fourth year now, and the Out There Rural Youth Council, I'm currently in my first year still.
Interesting.
How important do you think a group like Yumcha is for rural youth, and why do you think these groups are necessary?
It's really important to have these groups set up across in rural areas, as metropolitan areas have a key aspect when it comes to challenging perceptions when it comes to gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, intersexual people. And we're having these support groups available. It's bringing the acceptance of the metropolitan areas and the rural populations that are sometimes faced by really harsh levels of homophobia and transphobia and biphobia.
Yeah. Look, how do you identify in our LGBTI alphabet soup, Shane?
I think I just go with a whole new letter and just... I'm gay male by birth. However, my gender is very fluid and is forever changing.
Interesting.
When you were on the road to discovery, were you a part of Yumcha?
Yumcha kind of kicked off my first started identifying as diverse, and then did a bit of travelling around Australia, and then I came back again to Warrnambool, and I got really involved with Yumcha and worked what they were doing. That I think it was 2010, 2011, So I got first got really heavily involved with him.
And that was a big help for you? Did you find?
Yes, it was a great help, just being part of a support network, but I could be happy with who I am.
Lovely. Look, did Yumcha, like, you just said that Yumcha did help to be a support for you. Did it really help to drive home that there is nothing wrong with the way you are and that the LGBTI community actually celebrates you for being the way you are?
Yumcha has been great support for, like, us being able to celebrate who I am. Quite often you'll see our attendance at Equal Love rallies and Pride festivals and Chill Out festivals. We go quite a fair bit to other areas as well and be involved with their activities and their celebrations of diversity. So being a part of Yumcha, not only are you involved in a local area, you're involved with this great network of statewide projects and events that are happening.
So what kind of events does Yumcha organise, and are there any coming up that people should check out?
Locally, we do just the smaller range of events. Today, in fact, we did a DIY rainbow campaign, which we drew rainbows in front of a Gloria Jean's cafe. Dennis Stoutfine's local office and Dan Tennant's local office. If anyone wants to be aware of any events that Yumcha are having, we post them regularly on our Facebook page, which is Facebook Yumcha Youth United Making Change Against Homophobic Attitudes.
Yep.
And just follow us on Twitter. It's at SW_. Actually, can't remember. How it's down
there. Just putting you right on the spot.
That's all
right.
On the spot.
It's somewhere there.
That's all right.
Well, how about this? If you want, you can send us a message on Twitter. We're at GNJoy949. You hit us up on Twitter. Our listeners are, you know, probably on the Twitter sphere right now. They can check it out. And yeah, we can get, if they're out in the Southwest Victorian area, they can definitely get in contact with Yumcha. And Shane would most certainly love to help any young LGBTI people in the Warrnambool area.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for coming by and sharing that information with us. I hope you don't get washed away out there in Warrnambool.
No, I should be right. I've got a pool set up. It's got no water in it. So let's start fun. I've got a little bit of pool life.
You have yourself a vessel. All good.
I'm floating. It's all good.
Marvelous. Well, Shane, take it easy, mate. Until we see you next time at another event, have a very Gen next evening.
Thanks, Shane.
See you next time. Bye.
See you, Shane. Wow, so that was a really, really nice chat about Yumcha United.
I didn't know they existed in the Warrnambool.
Yeah, well, there's all these youth
support groups.
Good
to know. It's good to know.
Hey, we've got tonight for you a very special guest coming up very shortly, probably in the next minute or so. But I just want to dedicate a little bit of time that we have to sending. There was a message in. Someone's texted in before. They didn't leave their name, but that's cool anyway. Hey guys, love the show. Got a bit of a question. Where would I find gay social groups in Sydney? Google's useless, and I need to go beyond these rude, inappealing men in online chat rooms. I hope I don't sound stuck up, but I'm not really into the tradies of gay bars. I'm more into art and things that move me, and it's getting a tad isolating. Unfortunately, friend, we're not from Sydney. I wouldn't really know too many social groups in Sydney. I'll be honest, I don't really know too many gay social groups in Melbourne. I'm like,
not social. Well, it depends what kind of, if you're looking for some support, that's a good way to network and socialize anyway.
Yeah.
So we only have Melbourne based ones, but maybe we can, Dylan and I will have a talk around to some of the crew here at Joy and see what we can suss out.
Yeah, keep listening to this space, but right now we're sitting in studio with a fantastic, fantastic specimen. We've got Ms. Wood.
I'm going to have to agree with that.
So we've got a Generation Next exclusive. This is just for our Gen Next listeners here on Joy 94.9. This is Ms. Wood and Wannabe.
Generation Next. Love it.
No. Ooh, I told you once, I told you twice.
that I can be on for all through the night. So I won't let go, I won't tell you again. So baby, close the door and start listening. I told you once, then I told you twice, that I can be your lover all through the night. So I won't let go, I won't tell you again. You know I'm still here and I'm listening. Hey, 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 you wanna be happy with me, with me? Hey, 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 do you wanna be happy with me, with me? Hey, no, 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 no. Baby, we can be so good. No, 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 no. Ooh, ooh. And baby, stop listening. You told me once, then you told me twice, that I can be the one you see at home all night. So I won't let go, I won't tell you again. You know I'm still here and I'm listening. Wanna be happy with me, hey, 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 hey. You wanna be happy with me, hey. No, 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 no. Baby, we can be so good. No, 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 no. Ooh, ooh. Baby, stop. No, 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 baby, stop listening, stop listening, stop listening, stop listening, yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop listening, stop listening, stop listening, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take my hand.
Become a Joy member so we can give you the best shows every day. Call 1-300-JOY-949.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Generation Next, it's 19 minutes to 8, and for those who are just tuning in, you've missed out on hearing one hell of a live performance from Ms. Wood. Ms. Wood has 5 singles out, 3 music videos. She supported Eve on her Australian Here I Am tour in 2008, The Pop Bellies in 2011, Diafricks and Red Ink, and Gen Next, we have her sitting in studio tonight. Ms.
Lucky
Wood, thank
us.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So that track that you just played was Wanna Be Happy.
Wanna Be Happy. And that is nowhere available online. Maybe just some like a YouTube live version. But so that's specially for your guests.
I'm feeling rather special myself then.
We got a bit of an exclusive. It really was a Gen Next exclusive. Normally we just say that to try and get listeners. I guess first off, what was it like opening for Eve?
Well, as you can imagine, opening for like an international artist, it's incredible. I mean, and at that time, because it was in 2008, at that time I'd just come into the scene. So I was like, I went by the name of Madeline Wood then, and I was a bit more gangster and a bit more hip hop. Yes, I can get more gangster than this.
That's doing things to me right now.
I just come into the scene, and I was doing like kind of before that just band competitions where I do gigs for maybe 30, 50 people, and to be booked for this tour and then play in front of, you know, 3,000 people. I mean, I still remember that feeling when they started my music and I'm just about to step on stage, and
into the lights. It was incredible. And what was even more amazing is getting to see how like an international tour works, you know, like just behind the scenes kind of stuff. They have an international tour manager, and then Eve had her manager, and then the band, and then the dancers, and all the crew that helped out with things. So I was like a sponge, like walking around asking everyone questions, kind of, I guess, being annoying in the background, just sponging up all this information. Because when you have an opportunity like that,
you've got to take advantage of it.
You have to.
So, look, did you get to meet Eve? Did you get to touch her? Like, yes. Which hand touched Eve?
Both. And I won't tell you where. Kidding.
Was she nice? Like, was she good? She just seemed so lovely.
So nice. Like, before she went on stage, we were like chilling in the room, like with her and her dancers and her band. And which I thought was really cool, because I thought, you know, I don't know, some people get really nervous and they don't want anyone around them. But we were in the room with her and her band and the dancers until about 10 minutes before. And then she's like, if you guys can leave now, that'd be great. And then, yeah, we watched her do a thing on stage. So she was lovely. She was lovely.
Slightly jealous.
Yeah, I love Eve. Jelly.
And she gangster. That's for sure.
Yeah. Her music is, yeah. Enough said with that one. So you've recently parted with your band and decided to go solo. What's that like?
Solo or parting with the band?
A bit of both.
Look, I'm finding since I have gone solo, the opportunities that have come my way are just so many more. They're coming in the bunches now. So, and I also feel a bit more free. For example, I just went to LA a couple of weeks ago and then went to Mexico to feature in a music video there. And I feel that because I'm just vouching for myself, I have more freedom, you know, to go out and do what I want to do. And also just being involved with so many more acts, because I am solo. I'm just a vocalist now and a performer. So I don't have to run things past the band anymore and be like, is it okay that I do this? Because I was doing a lot of vocal side projects at the time as well. But yeah, leaving the band, I mean, I miss the guys so much. When you're with a band and we're together 5 years.
That's a relationship.
Yeah. It is. Oh, yeah, it was like I broke up with like three people at once, like when we broke up. So it was devastating. But, I mean, we all wanted to go separate ways and it was for the best. But it was a bit of an emotional ride, yeah.
Well, look, you just said that you went to LA and Mexico. Mm. Now, rumor has it that you went to to Grindr's fourth birthday party. What was that like?
Dylan wants to know details.
Yes, I did. I was in West Hollywood. It was absolutely amazing. And I've been using that word amazing so much recently, but it really is. Honestly, from the minute you get to the venue, it's a red carpet. They've got this paparazzi wall, so you get your photo taken. Half naked, amazingly attractive men.
Just everywhere.
Everywhere. Go up the stairs, and it was in this little room, and there was dancers everywhere, and they had these glass cages, and these half naked men in there, you know, seducing you through the glass, and then an open bar, of course, which makes it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that makes it.
Watch out,
well.
Ms. Woods in the building. and then it got really packed, and then suddenly these extra doors open, and it just went into this massive room, and then the party really got started. That was like dance warehouse kind of style party.
Oh wow!
But yeah, they don't spare any of the glam. I mean, you know, you've got the smoke machine, you've got the lasers, you've got the podium dancers. It was amazing.
I'm dreaming in my head right now. You can't tell, but there's things going on in my head right now.
Are you pretending they're all ladies? Are you at your lady grinder party?
Perhaps.
I'm probably not giving it any justice, but as I said before, I've got some videos, so I'll have to show you so you can like semi-experience it.
Film like my reaction.
I'll totally do that actually. Rumor has it you've been working with some Grammy Award winning producers on a few side projects. So what's it like working with the industry heavyweights?
Well, It really is something that I've been working towards my whole life, and now that I have been working with such people, it's just amazing. I guess, you know, when you record, I mean, a studio is a studio, a mic's a mic. Yeah, some studios have, you know, better quality equipment, that kind of thing. But working with the heavyweights in comparison to amateurs, I'll call them, it's really the experience. Like these producers, they just have so much experience and success under their belt that when you get into the studio, they know that their job is to get the best vocal performance out of me. And I know, you know, that their job is to record me and produce the tracks. So from the minute you step into the studio, it's like you're on this journey together. And then you just do what you're there to do, and you come out a few hours later, sometimes 10, and you've got this amazing track done. So I guess it's...
So like what, 10 hours for one track?
I mean, not recording. But I mean, the longest vocal tracking session I've done is about three and a half hours.
Yep.
After that, your voice just kind of...
Yeah, we get pretty tired.
It's really tired, yeah. But yeah, sometimes when you're mixing, because... You just go into this zone and you don't even
know. You could be there for ages.
Yeah. Because it's all dark. You don't know it's going dark outside. You know?
I guess, what can you tell us about some of these side projects that you mentioned a couple of times now?
Well, I can't say much.
Oh, it's all a secret.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I shouldn't mention names yet. But I'm working on a commercial release with a Melbourne-based DJ.
Yeah.
And also... an EP, which I guess is more of my solo project with another Melbourne-based producer. But I do vocal guest performance work or just vocal work with many different DJs, producers and artists, a couple from LA, a couple from London, and also I do some vocal work for a band ZX in Mexico. So, I mean, I'm always busy.
Yeah, it sounds it.
At the moment, I should be focusing, yeah, I am focusing more on my solo stuff, but if someone sends me a track and I'm in love with it, I can't really say no, so I'll take on those side projects. Any DJs out there, hit me up.
Yeah. Well, I can just say that it sounds like you have quite a schedule, like, locked up
jam-packed
for yourself. Jam-packed. The new EP is underway. Is there anything that you can let us know about your solo project?
Well, I can let you know that the guy I'm working with, John, is a DJ producer from Melbourne, goes by the name of Mimo. So it'll be MZ and Mimo Project. It's a collaboration. I'm so in love with it at the moment, because normally I've been doing some pretty, like, you know, straight up pop stuff. I do a bit of everything, but this is something I've never kind of delved into this area. Like, it's really hard to explain the project in a few words, but it's like dance rave pop meets alternative R&B meets trap.
Wow.
Get that in your head.
Okay. So
with pop, with some beautiful, of course, my style pop vocals.
Yes.
Carrie really brings that through. Yeah.
That could work. I could see that working.
I think I need to go see.
Good combo.
I need this show. Mm. Is there going to be a show that goes with it?
Absolutely. Yeah. My production team and I are in the middle of, actually at the early stages of putting that together now, and really want to make this one kind of theatrical and really go nuts with the visual backgrounds and the lights and the smoke and really be involved emotionally with each song. And
let's put Shakespeare plays to shake, in other words.
Yeah.
Shakespeare like with some sex on the side.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
If people want to see you perform live, when is their next chance?
Well, as I said, I'm keeping it a bit low-key at the moment while I'm just wrapping things up in the studio. But my next performance is actually at Brimbank Shopping Centre in conjunction with the Michelle Bridges from The Biggest Loser Run Around Australia campaign, which I'm really happy to be involved with. It's getting kids, keeping kids active, you know, and getting them to run and, you know, not sit in front of, you know, TV all day or, you know, Xbox, whatever you call it. So, I've never performed at a shopping centre before, so I'm excited and nervous, yeah.
I'm sure you get a lot of crowd. You reel them in.
One for the kids, something for the kiddies, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ms. Wood, thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us here tonight on Generation
Next.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, a really good performance. Guys, we will have that podcast up tonight because I'm going to be here editing it and checking it online. And also last week's podcast will be up as well. We are nearly out of time, but hey, we're just going to quickly cut away to some gay school.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
Now,
So as we all have heard, New Zealand passed the gay marriage bill last week. I think we should all be excited. And I'm also excited for New Zealand because their tourism bill is going to be quite extended.
Absolutely.
Because it's like a four-hour flight?
Four-hour flight. Yeah.
It's probably cheaper to buy alcohol there anyway.
Actually, do you know what? It's cheaper to fly to Perth than it is to go to... cheaper to fly to New Zealand than it is for us to go to Perth. Did you know that?
No.
Cheaper for us to go to New Zealand than it is to go to Perth.
What's that?
Because it's, I think, less distance.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well.
Benene.
So, the passage of New Zealand's same-sex marriage bill was met with a thunderous applause as it passed with 77 votes to 44. Hundreds of gay marriage activists in the public gallery then broke out into song, singing the New Zealand love song, which I can't pronounce the name, in the indigenous Maori language. That would have been quite a party because, let's face it, Maoris can really sing.
Not this one.
Oh, okay.
When I start singing Birds Die.
Labor Party MP Louise Wall sponsored the bill, which received cross-party from the centre-right Prime Minister. My view has been that if two gay people want to get married, then I can't see why it would undermine any marriage, Keyes said last year. New Zealand is the 13th country to allow same-sex marriage, just days after Uruguay's lawmakers also legalised marriage equality. Most parties also allowed a conscious vote on the issue. Australian Marriage Equality National Director Rodney Croom said approximately 1,000 Australian gay couples had indicated they would get married in New Zealand. The majority of Australians who support marriage equality will be happy for New Zealand, but deeply embarrassed with their own country that they're lagging so far behind.
Yeah, but I signed up the petition that Sarah Hanson-Young has for any marriages in New Zealand to be recognised in Australia, which is...
Is that going
to
be possible though?
Well, I don't really... I signed the petition, but I don't think that our pollies will do it. I just don't think so. I think with Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott at the helms, I think that we've got
God
another,
help us all.
I think we'll have to wait till next election year, guys, until we can get same-sex marriage.
Is it this year or next year?
This year, September 14th.
Yeah, I'm frightened.
I think Tony Abbott's going to be our Nixon. I really do. I honestly think, because, you know, what did Nixon have? He had that smile and that charm. That was it. And then he had a whole heap of bogus policies.
Abbott doesn't have a nice smile.
No, he does not.
Just put that out there.
One day we'll tell our kids about him and he'll be akin to the boogeyman. Hey guys, we're out of time, but I want to say a big thank you to Lisa Sinclair, Shane from Yamcha, and Ms. Wood for coming by. We have got a text in from our friend in Sydney who's looking for support
thank
groups.
Thank you, Colin.
At Colin from Murrumbeena. For a list of social groups in Melbourne, go to Link's page of the Gay and Lesbian Events Calendar, www.gayandlesbiancalendar.org.au. Friend in Sydney, hopefully there is something that, you know, you can
that
find.
That would link to Sydney.
That would link to Sydney.
Or just come move to Melbourne.
Yeah, man. Come to Melbourne. Hey, Sydney has the Mardi Gras. Melbourne has us and Ms. Wood.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
What's up?
Yeah. See you guys. We've got Worldwide Waves coming up right after this. We'll see you next week. Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.